This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No Carter today, what we call an upgrade. Ron Shera is here. Ron, first of all, let me apologize. We're getting you much later than expected because we wanted to have an extensive conversation with Lou Ragus about what is clearly the biggest story in this state, the continuing fraud issue. So we went a little bit long, and I appreciate your flexibility and jumping in for Adam today. Thank you for your time. So I read today that Minnesota Bound, which has been a fixture on Care 11, just a stunning successful run for you and your entire team, 30 years to have a local program for 30 years. People, you understand, this just doesn't happen. And you're now leaving Care 11, and you're going to start on KSDP-TV next week. Dave and I are hoping one thing. We're hoping you're going to tell us that it's Rena Sargentopoulos' fault, because Rena's a regular on the show. And we want you to tell us that it was Rena's fault that you're switching to Channel 5.
Well, if you want me to, yes, it was Rena's fault. So we'll Thank start you. There. Actually, it was a combination of things, Chad. NBC with Sunday Night Football several years ago really started crimping our 10:30 Sunday night show. Yep. Pushes the news back, and then Care 11 they got to have a Viking update, even though you've seen the game. And then so Minnesota Bound is hitting the air 11:30 midnight, and then 6:30 Saturday evening, college football. I mean, it just went on and on and on. The next thing you know, Care 11 is on at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I think also NBC told Care 11 that having a little local program like ours, they can make much more money because we were splitting the inventory, et cetera. So, it's one of those things that television business is changing, Chad.
Yeah, for sure it is. Why do you think your show has had this run when others have tried, and others have tried similar shows in markets where that appeal has worked? But by no means did they last three decades, and you're not stopping. You're just switching stations.
Yeah, that's a good question. We think a couple things. One is Minnesota audience for outdoors is awesome, and a lot of media people don't see that. I mean, the Star Tribune has a very flimsy outdoor section right now. I don't know what they're thinking. Other TV stations don't have. Have no outdoor programming, and some of it is watch me catch another bass, watch me shoot a deer. We didn't do that. We were kind of into storytelling because you might be fishing with somebody, but that person has got a great story, and instead of just concentrating on watching your catching bass, you can tell a story about who's in the boat with you, and that's kind of what some of the things we did. Just storytelling. I'm an old-time fan of 60 Minutes, of storytelling, and Charles Kuralt. So
yeah,
that's what influenced me.
Ron Shera is here. This is Ask Ron Anything. So we want the normal text. It can be within his area of expertise, but we'll also branch out. If you've wanted to ask Ron a peculiar, odd... Normally, this segment goes a lot of different ways, Ron. It's not just in your expertise. It's strange questions, too. So if you want to text us right now, 651-461-9226. What was the most unique Christmas present you received last week?
Oh, that's a good question. One of them was my daughter, Laura, saw an item somewhere where it was a quick method to remove hooks from your body.
Ooh.
I've had a few in my hands over the years. So that's I hope I don't have to use it, but that's a unique present I got.
Oh, okay. So that makes me think, in all your travels, what was your most harrowing experience?
Oh, that's a good one too. Float planes that hit the water and then bounce way back up above the trees. Was
oof. Oh man! How many times have you been on a float plane, Ron? Hundreds?
Oh, I can't remember. Many, many times. Many times. Yeah. And it's a great way to travel when it's when you land safely. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
The most harrowing. I don't know. Had a couple. I'm thinking of some snowmobile times, but nothing harrowing there that I can think of.
Quicksand.
Oh yeah, I stepped in quicksand in Africa one time. That was rather refreshing because you go quicksand. Oh, that's an old Tarzan. That's an old Tarzan movie. No, that stuff does happen, and I had one foot in, and fortunately I fell back against hard ground and needed help getting out.
Oh my God. That could have been it.
It wasn't life threatening. Well, I didn't step all the way into it.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Oh. Okay. Let's get to a lot of texts. They're coming in. Ron, what is your traditional Christmas dinner? Do you have a traditional one or do you switch it up?
Really don't have a traditional dinner, Christmas dinner. We're going to have some crab legs, I think, for New Year's. So there you
nice.
Go.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Top three kinds of sandwiches. Ron Shera can have his three favorite sandwiches. What do you got?
Well, I have domestic turkey, wild turkey, and a combination of both.
I mean, you're Mr. Turkey. Yeah.
I am Mr. Turkey. Turkey sandwich is great. I like a smoked salmon, and I like a good old-fashioned hamburger. Medium rare.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. What is the worst thing you've ever consumed on your show?
Worst thing I consumed on the show. Well, I don't eat much on that show.
Yeah, you don't.
No. But we used to do a cooking segment together, but never had a worst one that I can remember. Sometimes my own walleyes aren't as good as I hoped they would be. They're not.
Speaking of, because you're getting a lot of questions about Raven. Okay. Somebody wants to know this. Have you ever had a dog who just work with you and your family but didn't work with TV, so you couldn't put that dog on TV?
No, ironically, the first Raven, I had three Ravens. A lot of people ask me that. And they were all mother-daughters. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. No.
Ironically, the first Raven was well-trained and just had the great personality for television. Perked her ears, was curious. If I could scold her for not doing something right, and she'd be right back up again, no problem.
Perfect.
Daughter, the second Raven, was a fine dog in every way. Did not quite have the TV personality of the first one, but was adequate. And then the third Raven, who... she was awesome again, and I was very fortunate there because some dogs don't have the kind of personality. The camera's there, everything's going on. And anyway, they work good. They're very really fine.
Hey, I got to go. I just want to congratulate you on this amazing run. And I hope it continues when you switch over to KSTP TV. When is the first show again on Channel 5?
This coming Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So
perfect.
Happening fast. I'm surprised nobody asked me where the fish are, Chad, because they I always just tell them they're right in the mouth. That's where they're biting, right in the mouth.
Yes, I think I've heard you tell that joke before. That's why I stayed away. Hey, great stuff. Have a happy new year, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Ron Shera.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.